Ching Ye Kwaila.
What's up, everybody? And if you don't know what that means Happy New Year's in Chinese. And we're saying that because today when this episode drops, it's New Year's for them. So if we have any Chinese listeners, Ching Ye Kwaila. And thanks for being here. All right, you guys, I'm your host, Ale. This is Sin Vergüenza, the podcast. I'm joined alongside my co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
So what's up, you guys? If you guys are Chinese and you're spending New Year's Wednesday, you guys also had a weird-ass day to have New Year's on as well. So let us know. How was that for you guys? Comment down below. If you guys are here, show me what you guys do, like any little traditions. What do you guys do? I know that I think for them they have like little money purses or something. Do they? Is that their New Year's?
I'm not sure, but I believe like that they envelopes. Do like the parades out there.
Right,
they do
right.
Some really cool parades and stuff. So.
Oh, and if you guys are out here in Vegas and you're Chinese and you want to celebrate it, the Bellagio usually does like their setup based on their New Year's too.
Their flower arrangements.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So check that out, you guys. Or if you're just here anytime, go check out that Bellagio. I love going there. All right. So first things first, before we even start off this episode, I'm going to need you. Yes, you, the listener. Thank you for giving me a stream. I appreciate it. You know who else you should give a stream? Bruno Mars, you guys. Because Bruno Mars dropped a song with Sexy Red. It's called Fat, Juicy, and Wet. You already know what he's talking about. And yeah,
it's Burger King.
It's not, is that like their slogan or something?
No, honey.
Oh, it's definitely a collab I never fucking seen coming, but it's definitely a collab I needed in my life, and now I can, you know, live peacefully. So yeah, you guys, check that shit out. A lot of people are like, oh my god, this fool went from catching a grenade to catching that ass. And honestly, honey, if you listen to the music, it was always there. It was always fucking there. It's just now. I mean, he even held back because he says, you can be my pet. I was like, Bruno, you should have just said you could have been my bitch, bro. Like, that just would have hit a little extra. That's my only bad critique I did have for the song. I'm like, no, you should have said bitch right there. But you guys, that shit, it had a bitch shaking ass everywhere. Everywhere.
He was on that kinky shit. He said put a leash on her.
Mm-hmm. But hey, guys, check out that song because, you know, I love Bruno. He's my soul. He's my heart, you know. And without Bruno, there is no me. So, yeah.
Without Bruno, there is no Mars.
Okay. It's because then that had me thinking of, like, we should start doing our, like, you know how last year we did our Valentine's, like the like meme ones?
Okay.
We should start like getting some now. We should start getting some good ones and making up our own too. Ooh, okay. You guys, yeah. If you guys want to go ahead and like DM us or like comment down below some Valentine's memes that you guys want to share with us on Valentine's Day and share with the podcast as well, start submitting those in. It's around the corner, you guys. Valentine's Day is around the corner. Y'all, get your shit together. Go get everything before it sells out. Get your little romantic ideas because it is around the corner. It is slowly creeping up on us. So
honestly, that shit's scary.
What, Valentine's Day?
Hell yeah. Like, trying to get the perfect gifts, and then when you got an idea, everybody else is like, oh, I got the same thing. It's like,
damn, I went all out on Christmas. Now I need another thing. I'm like, there's only so much I can think so fast, you know?
I was watching some shit, and it's like, supposedly, like, the government made it that way, so we keep spending money every month. Like, every month there's a fucking holiday to spend.
Oh my gosh, at least tax season is at the end of it all. Like, they're like, oh, y'all look like you need a little help. Yes, bitch, I do. I need it sooner than you think, actually. But yeah, all right. Weekend updates, what do you got?
My weekend was actually pretty hyped this week. I had a lot of shit going. So to start it off, I don't know if you guys seen the whole like shit about phones going on sale for TikTok, like with the TikTok app.
Oh yeah.
So I told my coworker, I was like, dude, I'll give you my phone that has it. And he's like, okay, what do you want? He's like, I'm not giving you no 10K. I was like, just let me use your daughter for my taxes. And he started laughing. I set up your Valentine's thing. That shit was stressful. I ain't gonna lie, you guys.
If you would have got that, your phone just got paid off. So that's a down payment for a new one. And then some.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, I just noticed that. Congratulations.
And then
you're now a phone owner.
Okay. Meantime, my fucking credit card's like, that ain't your phone. And then, you guys, we have a new miniature co-host on the show.
A mini for right now.
Yeah, mini for, not even mini that much, but his name is?
Toothless.
Bruh.
It's because you caught me off guard. I don't know why you would do this and throw me like that.
If you guys see him, y'all see him.
Here's the thing. I was not going to announce it yet. I was not. Only because we haven't had a puppy in for so long. This is more like a test trial. Like, if we can do this, we can do this. If it's something that we're not able to do, you know, obviously, I love this little guy, but he would have to go to a home where they do appreciate him. So, we're going to see how it goes. And if we can handle two dogs, then, you know, here we go. But his name is Toothless.
Right now, you guys.
Yeah. Hey. He's knocked the fuck out right now, though. So, yeah, he can't say what's up. Maybe later on in the episode, he'll say something.
But, yeah, that was my week. If you guys know, like, I love dogs, so.
All right. For me, my week update. I mean, nothing really special. I got a little extra pay, so I'm a little excited for that. What else? Ooh, I got hella wax. Hella carts, hella tree. So that's pretty cool, obviously. What else? What are we smoking on today? You have the bag right there. Nice. You guys, every time we're smoking, we started smoking less on here. Today, though, we're smoking on some...
Don Mega.
What the... Wow, that's weird. Cool Can? Oh, that's the brand. That's the, like, place I did it. Yeah, you guys, that's what we're smoking on. All right, so that's my week update, pretty much. I don't think I had nothing else, honestly, planned. Ooh, I found a good thrift, you guys. I found a good thrift, and...
Bro, you found one thing, and you're calling it a good thrift?
It was for me. Literally, you guys, I've been looking for a hand soap thing for a fat-ass minute, like, since we moved in. And I don't like any of them. I really fucking don't. And we went, I was like, you know what? Fuck, I'm gonna check out the thrift store. Honestly... I think I was just making it an excuse to go to the thrift store. But, hey, I manifested that shit because I found the perfect one at the thrift store. And it goes exactly with the piece that I already had in my bathroom. And I didn't realize it till I got home. But it goes with it. And it will pretty much go with any, like, other color that I want to do my restroom. So, I guess that's a girl's thing. If you're a girl, you know.
Ooh, get hyped.
Yeah, so I found it. Well, you found it. I was going to give up, but you found it. And yeah, that was my weekend. That was literally like one of the highlights. Weed and finding a good thrift. Mm-hmm. And I realized, like, I mean, I remember like growing up, like we would have thrifted clothes and stuff like that. And but me personally, I just never went to the thrift store. Like, I just didn't like how, let's be real, sometimes they're dirty. So I didn't like the, like, stickiness or, like, you know, just how everything's fucking thrown around everywhere. Like, the chaos of it all. The ones that we go to aren't dirty. The ones I remember going to, they were at that time. But I feel like now because more people are thrifting, they're, like, cleaning up their shit. But it still doesn't stop the fucking chaos. Like, it's just shit's everywhere. So, you know. And now I just started going thrifting again because your mom. And, yeah, so I've that realized.
That gets everybody to do it.
I mean,
honestly, like,
it's good though, because honestly, once I was starting to push it away in the kitchen when we brought the groceries, I'm like, damn, there's some good pieces I found there, like, you know. So,
well, I mean, it is good, but like, I don't know, for me it's like the complete opposite. Like, once I go into that store, it's just like my vibe just changes. I don't like being there.
Well, yeah, you know, guys, if you're spiritual, watch what you thrift. But the pieces that I've grabbed, I mean, I'm not sensing shit, so we're chilling. But yeah, all right, you guys, so honestly, this week there's this girl I found on Instagram, and I put my AirPods in when I was like listening to her videos because I wanted to catch her off guard with some of these. But this girl is fucking hilarious. It's pretty much like, I just want to give her a shout out at the same time because this shit's just fucking funny, and I just feel like we should have a laugh because right now, like, shit's getting real serious, you guys. Like, I really feel like since COVID, everything has been leading up to this year. Like, this year just gives me, like, I need to stand on toes. Like, we need to watch out. If you guys are feeling the same, I hope you guys just come here and chill out with us, have a laugh. Please be kind to one another, be safe. I feel like a lot of people are like going against each other. People are showing their true colors right now, and I just want y'all to like take care of one another, because at the end of the day, we're all in the same boat. We're all gonna get treated like shit together, so we're all gonna go through this big struggle together, whatever it is. Just something's happening, and I feel like a lot of people are being divided right now, and a lot of people are being very fucking hateful. But if you're here and you want that shit, honestly, I really don't think you belong here and with us. Because over here, everybody's supposed to fuck with everybody. So, all right. So I want to talk about this girl. Her name is on Instagram is TheReal.TaraJune. And this bitch is just funny. She like has like little funny segments. Like what you should do if a guy cheats on you, and then she has like some healing era stuff, like how you should approach life differently, like in good ways, and she has like other little, like she just does like little topics like that. They're funny, and then they're actually like helpful as well, but still funny. So yeah, I just wanted to give her a little shout out and say some shit that she's been saying, because this shit's funny. So this girl, just to let you know, this girl gave me some good ones that I'm not even gonna share, because honestly, I'm gonna use them on you, if anything.
The thing is, like, to get me mad is just, well, not so like, hard.
Well, her thing is, the ones that I got it from is if he cheats. No, like, if you make me mad, I'm gonna fuck you up in these ways.
Bro, like, the thing is,
I ain't worried about you cheating. Mad, I'm just like, you gonna make me mad, and one day you gonna have me fucked up, and I'm gonna get you with one of these.
Bro.
Mm-hmm. If I can't fight you, I'm gonna fight you this way.
Okay.
All right. So, and her, if he cheats, this is what you should do, guys, if he cheats, according to the real TaraJune. She said, if he cheats, put vinegar in his contacts, and he's gonna go ahead and cry the tears of regret. Vinegar is fucking crazy, because I'm pretty sure that would burn you, make you blind, huh?
Okay, so she's on demon time.
No, like, yes, but it's hilarious. So, if he cheats, put food coloring in his laundry detergent.
Oh, you got me fucked.
I don't know why, but I feel like the clothes would come out pretty cool like that.
Mm-hmm. All blue?
Well, if you mix the colors or something, probably. I don't know. All right. If he leaves, put laxatives in his protein powders. Ooh.
Okay, I get these. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, right when they hit the gym, you're just going to shit yourself. But he's a good stretch, you're going to shit yourself through that stretch. Crazy. If he cheats, replace his eye drops with onion juice. If he cheats, put oil fish on his car, or fish oil. I wrote that backwards.
Bruh. Oil fish.
I wonder what that does, though. I wonder if it'll just
fuck up your car.
But like just the paint, or like through the metal, or what? Like how bad will it burn it?
No, it'll burn your whole paint off.
Okay. Because I know there's certain stuff that you can, like, put on the cars, and it, like, goes through to the metal.
Right. You're I'm not going to say it. Like, the fuck?
I wanted to know. All right. If he cheats, put glitter in his pockets, because betrayal and glitter last forever. That one was a good one.
That'd be so fucked, no, washing your clothes and then all glitter.
No, but I feel like she said just the pockets. Bitch, put it everywhere. I've seen videos where bitches grab buckets of glitter.
Oh, like in the rooms?
In the rooms, on their beds, in their shoes, every fucking thing.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Like, you can't call the cops for that shit, but bitch, you fucking ruined everything. Unless you broke in and did it.
Right. Before I leave, I'm gonna do this.
That's a good one, though. Glitter, like, glitter is fucking hard. And then we talked about how they don't even know what it's made out of.
Oh, true.
Imagine, like, oof. Did you have to move out at that point, buddy? Like, what happened for all those men that got that? Ooh.
Imagine having to pay, like, the landlord or whoever to clean that shit up.
It's just how? How would you? It's gonna get everywhere. You definitely have to. I feel like you would have to wear a hazmat suit for that type of shit.
I call my mom and be like, my. Come on.
Somebody
now.
Get the blower and just try your best.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It will look like a snow globe. You guys, if you're a YouTuber or whatever, and you guys have the money to just have a room and fuck it up.
Mr. Beast, I got an idea.
Get glitter and just blow it everywhere, please. All right. If he cheats, super glue his favorite shoes to the floor so he can feel stuck with his own mess. The super glue to the floor is like, fuck, because then you fucked up the floor too.
Yeah.
Glue be gone ain't gonna do shit, buddy. All right. If he cheats, replace cologne with toilet water so he can smell like the trash he is. This bitch is crazy. I wonder like where she gets her shit from. And then she said that this one, people in her comments were saying this one. If he cheats, put shrimp in his curtain rod. That's fucking foul. Jeez. That's a good one. That's a real good one.
You would clean everything except that.
You're not going to expect it. All right. This is from one of her healing era segments. So, all right. Stop dimming your light to keep someone else warm. All right. Stop worrying. This one right here. This one hit me personally because I really feel like this. I always say that I feel like eyes are on me judging me. So.
Tupac. All eyes on me.
And you know what? That song came on this week. Oh, shit. Shit's aligning. I've been realizing lately a lot of little things have been aligning to certain shit this week. Mm-hmm. All right. So this one was. Stop worrying about what other people think because they're wondering what you're thinking of them.
Honestly, that one I've been telling you.
Well, not I felt it like because when I think that people are looking at me, I feel like they're judging, like, you know.
Right. They're judging you. Instead
I'm not over here just thinking like, oh, everybody talking shit.
Right.
Yeah. That one felt like it hit home a little bit. Make sure words. Out your mouth match the look. Like if you looking good, bitch, the attitude better be good too.
That's a good one.
If you dressing like a hoochie, you better pop it like a hoochie.
Okay.
If you dress like a businesswoman, you better sit there and
stand on business,
be on corporate time. Yep. So that one I was like, okay, I see that one. I liked as well. It didn't like it kind of did, but not really like, oh, I'm, you know, I fit in that category. At least I don't know.
I got one for the guys, though. Guys, if she cheats, before you break up with her, stay with her for the next 3 months and put a nicotine patch on her while she's asleep. That way, whenever she goes ahead and breaks up with you and she doesn't feel that nicotine rush, she won't know why and she'll start smoking cigarettes. That's for the boys.
I was going to say because time. She'll think like she can't sleep because you're not with her.
It is. It is because of that.
Did you just think about that right now?
No, I seen it on a video and some dude actually was like over here telling people like, dude, if you put a nicotine patch on somebody, like they'll think they can't sleep because they're not with you. Meantime, it's because of that.
Oh my gosh. You should have.
Demon time.
We should have checked out that guy too.
That's forgot crazy. His name. I only seen like a couple of his, but he's funny too.
Oh hell no.
That's why I was like, there are people that are like, I was about to be really like,
I was about to really be fucking scared if you were gonna say you just came up with that, because I'm like,
I'm gonna stick like two of them on your butt cheeks.
Hell no. For my butt cheeks, you gonna need about a whole pack. All right, so you want to go handle that?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, so going back to the if he cheats ones, I have a little bit more. These are the last ones. So if he cheats, write cheater with glow-in-the-dark paint on his boxers. That's a good one.
Damn.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. If he cheats, this one's even better. If he cheats, put 500 crickets, you could get them on Amazon, she says, and let them loose in his home. Because even the 500, they're going to start breeding, huh?
Yeah, they're gonna
going
to just
I wonder how crickets fuck.
The same way,
no, Augie but like, style. Style. But like I feel like the thrust would be like on 100, like fast as fuck. Because aren't their legs fast as fuck? Can't they shake them fast? Isn't that how they make their noise or no?
Yeah, but they shake. It's their back legs. They just go back and forth like a violin.
So when they're fucking, say, okay, it's like Beethoven over here fucking that shit up.
They're making music.
Oh my god, how romantic. If he cheats, oh wait, add this one is the one I'm gonna use on you. If I'm mad at you, I'm not gonna give that one out.
Bruh, she acting like I would.
No, I'm saying if I'm mad at you, I'm gonna do it to you. It's not as bad as the other ones though. The other ones are like top tier, but this one's good though. Like, you get me mad and this is what I'm gonna do with your vape.
Oh hell no.
You guys,
I'm gonna go buy a new
you
one.
Guys, I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all know on the Instagram if anything. We'll see. Or when I do it to you, the day that you got me fucked up, I'm gonna do it to you. I feel like I've done it to you before though, honestly. Maybe not with your vape. I'm not sure. We'll see. But when I do it to you, I'll record it and I'll post it. Bruh. So you guys will find out when he finds out. And then I'll let you guys know if I've done it to him before, because I feel like I have. But yeah, you guys. So again, that little like stuff. This girl does all kinds of stuff. She also does life lessons. And her Instagram is thereal.terrajune. So shout out to her. Bitch, you was too funny. I just had to share this. Welcome to our dream segment, a segment where we talk about the dreams that we have when we're asleep at night. The dreams that can either be controlled or just unpredictable. Depends what level you're on, you guys. So this week we didn't have a dream ourselves, and nobody submitted a dream in a Google form that we have down there in the description below. Sorry, guys, I'm fucking tongue twisted right now. In the description below, where you could drop submissions anonymously, and then we'll read them here on the podcast. So if you guys have a dream this week, go ahead and dream journal it in our Google form. So the dream that we're going to share today is from Reddit. So go ahead and read this dream. What's the subreddit, though?
Dreams.
Oh, okay.
So it's, I had a dream that I was marrying a human-sized banana, like 6 feet tall. The way
you say banana. Start over, sorry.
I'm going to say it the same way. Start over. I know. I had a dream that I was marrying a human-sized banana.
Is that how you actually, that's not how you really say it. I've heard you, no way, because I would have laughed every time you asked me for bananas.
Like 6 feet tall, I don't ask you for them.
You don't.
It didn't faze me for the least that anyone might find it weird. But then right before I got married, I decided I was going to marry two bananas. And that's when I was concerned that people might think it was strange. LOL.
That's when?
What the hell, she says. With that, I doubt the strangest dream I've ever had.
It could be that she really just wants to marry two dudes, like whatever, or two big dick dudes.
I mean, two she big said there bananas. Were 6 feet.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
6 feet tall bananas. So, I mean, home she's going girls, for the league.
Homegirl's on a mission. I hope she finds her bananas and have a happily forever after.
You know, I've never actually had a dream where, like, fruit was there that I could think of.
Not that I can remember either.
Like, I've seen, like, me inside, like, kitchens or shit like that, like, going through, like, the fires or shit like that, but never, like, oh food God. Being there.
I can't judge. I've seen the whole
city. Like, on some Jackie Chan shit.
What do you mean?
Like, you know how Jackie Chan be, like, running through the grills while it's on fire and shit? Like, I've done that, but never seen, like, food anywhere in my dream.
We watched Rush Hour this week, and those were my first Jackie Chan films I've ever seen, so I don't know about the grills.
Wait, you never seen, like, no Jackie Chan films at all? Like, Karate Kid?
I know who Jackie Chan was, and I know the One Inch Punch, or that's Bruce Lee, or whoever does the One Inch Punch, I've seen that before.
That's Bruce Lee.
Yeah, well, that was cool. So, yeah, I did used to watch, I don't know what cartoon channel this was, but it was, like, a... They would play Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles. There was a Jackie Chan show on there. I forgot what other types of cartoons they had on there. But Jackie Chan had a, like, animated cartoon. But I think it was voiced by actual Jackie Chan.
Oh, I'm not sure.
But I saw that.
Damn, that's crazy. But
other than that, I never know.
So, like, you never seen The Karate Kid?
Oh, yeah. I never watched the full thing, though. I was just there because of Justin, you know. But I didn't watch the full thing.
Justin
Bieber.
He wasn't in The Karate Kid.
But he was on the track, like the music for the movie. And we did see it together. You made me watch the full thing too. So I guess I did previously watch him, but not like that.
I like that one or The Spy Next Door. That shit was hella good.
I know of that one. That's where they're like babysitters or something.
He's a babysitter, yeah.
Okay, I don't know if I watched that movie, but I've probably seen clips of it. I think so.
That was pretty good, too. Shout out to Jackie Chan.
Yeah, shout out to that guy. Yeah, guys, I finally seen Rush Hour. I never seen them before, and I watched all three of them, and they were pretty good. They were funny as fuck. I really wish we could have those types of movies again.
I'm telling you, like, back then, movies, like, we were trying to find movies, you guys, and if you guys have any suggestions, let us know.
Yeah, guys, we don't have shit to watch. We really need a show, though, because that's what we need to, like, when we're kicking it. We need a show to watch. We yeah. like funny shit, no scary things, please.
Adventure. Yeah. Gang banging is fine.
Okay. But yeah, you guys, that's our dream segment. That took a quick turn. All right, so you wanted to go ahead and talk about this egg theory. So here you go. Take so, the floor.
Since you guys do like the theory segments, I wanted to talk about this, and it's actually caught my
eye. It's not going to be like a segment, though, you guys. It's just like, all right, we just so happen to have a theory, and here we go.
Basically. So I kind of found it funny because, or not funny, but concerning. So we were talking about it, and you always tell me, like, you don't feel like the seasons are the same, right?
Yeah, I talked about it last episode, y'all. It's like the months are so off. I'm like, when is the seasons again? Like, I'm confused. Like, they're just not lining up. You're telling me we haven't had snow all winter.
And, like, if you actually think about it, we barely had snow, like, this month.
I get we're a desert, but we still get snow over there in Mount Charleston. A good amount.
Our actual, like, desert up north, it gets colder there than it does in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why we're called Nevada. Because Neva.
Oh, really? Is this for real?
Yeah, like, that's why, like...
The more you know, y'all.
Yeah, so... Basically, this guy got his phone, and he said that the last message that he sent was around November of 2023. And that's when he turned off his phone, like, put it on airplane mode and everything, so it wasn't connected to no networks or nothing. And he had an iPad around the same time.
I wonder what made him want to do that.
I don't know. I didn't get some to people watch really that just video. Like,
be theorizing and just start doing shit. Like, they just start waking up. That's yeah. crazy.
So basically, he went ahead and turned on, like, went and checked out his phone a year later, mm-hmm. supposedly on the iPad. Mm-hmm. And it, on his iPad, it said December 22nd, 2024. Meantime, on his phone that he had off the network and everything, it had said April 7th. So, like, 8 month difference between the two.
Mm hmm.
And it goes to, like,
we went further or backwards 8 months on
no,
those?
Like, we're basically 8 months ahead uh-huh. of where we should be.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of just had me thinking about it because of, like, the days kind of been feeling shorter, and you've been on this, like, since COVID, everything has feeling like it changed.
Well, it's also, like, I feel like, well, yeah, because of... I was going to say, I feel like they're shorter, obviously, because of the time zone switch.
Right.
It comes, dark comes faster.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's the same shit you're pretty much saying. So.
Yeah, so, like, for me, it's just been, like, I feel like since, like, 2012, it's crazy. But, like, ever since that, like, Christmas, I've never had a Christmas that's felt like our kids' Christmas, you know?
Okay.
Like, had the same feeling.
I can't relate. It's... Christmas is the shit to me all the time.
Well, like, any holidays, like, but...
I'm like, shit, y'all want to bring it sooner? Fine by me.
Okay. So, farmers basically use this system where they trick chickens and put them under red light for 14 to 16 hours a day. And it helps it during, like, winter time to produce more eggs.
Oh, like how my sister does. The little machines that they buy, right?
Yeah. Okay. So the red light, they've noticed that it helps, like, produce more eggs and stuff, and it helps them by 20 to 30% more. Okay?
So they're doing this, but yeah, we still got them egg shortages. Damn, y'all need me to send you some light bulbs?
So what the theory basically goes to show is, like, do you think that they're doing the same thing with us, like, in a way, turning on and off the lights faster so we're at work more?
Haven't they already shown us they can block the sun, though? Like, themselves? Like, us as people, we can block the sun? I could have sworn they had shown us they did it somehow.
No, the last time we talked about the sun was when we are able to pay for sunlight at nighttime now.
I could have sworn, that's in the future. Like, they... I forgot. Like, not turned it off, obviously, but blocked it. I could have sworn that they had showed us they blocked it. Unless Mandela effect or I'm just tripping right now. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I think you're just tripping.
I might be.
But yeah, like that shit was just crazy to me because of like how everything aligned to it. Like I do feel like our days have been shorter. Like our fall and winter are not even on winter now. Like
how would they do that though? How would they like?
Like that's where confused. It goes to like we're in a simulation to where like somehow they're fucking with like, you know how they're saying that they have even weapons to where like our natural disasters aren't natural disasters anymore.
Okay. Yeah, but that I get those like they can move the winds or they could like start certain shit. Like I get that. But like to make like people be like, oh, the sun's going away. Bye. Like, what are you doing? Like, are you like making the earth go faster somehow? Like how are you doing that? You
know? Well, I'm not sure because there's like people that have shown pictures where like they'll have a sun on the east coast and then they'll have a sun on the west coast. Like one's going down and but one's barely coming up.
You still have to block the sun from like, you know, the real one. That's what's confusing.
I wonder if it's maybe like a satellite.
Like you're putting fat ass satellite. That
you're putting a satellite closer to Earth.
They put a little filter over it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Hmm. Yeah, you guys, that's the egg theory. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's just concerning. I want to try it out.
Try what out?
Like, you know how you have, like, your extra phones?
Like, oh, just put it on airplane mode?
Put one on airplane mode and see what we can see. Oh,
I see what you're saying. But when I have my phone on airplane mode, it's still, like, the time and everything. I don't really sit there and look at it when it's on airplane mode, though.
Well, he did it, like, after a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like your phone, you never leave it there for 24 hours on airplane mode.
Would it have to be like you have to keep continuously charging it and stuff or you just let it die?
No, you have to.
Like, I'm like, how much? Like, what do you really have to do, y'all?
I think he just keeps charging it.
What do you guys think? Comment down below. Do you guys think they're fucking with our days? Let us know. Do you have anything else to say about it before we go to Vegas?
No, I think that should be it.
So you think that's for real? Me, I'm like skeptical on that one. I just don't know how it would really work for us.
I'm skeptical because like of the same thing, like you don't know how they're actually doing it. But at the same time, it's also like
I believe they could do shit like that.
Right. But like there's still like that weird feeling of like, damn, like shit is changing and like they can make any lie and we'll be like, oh, yeah, scientists said it, you know, but it's always like, what if?
If Bill Nye ain't saying it, I don't believe it, bitch.
Bill Nye is my boy.
Mm-hmm. Is he good? He not canceled? I don't fucking know.
I think he won an award recently.
For, well,
like in the White House.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's top notch now.
Certified.
Certified.
Oh, I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say the same shit. Oh, that's how you know that shit just went everywhere.
He changed the culture.
He fucking, oop. I was like, hold on, I might not speak on Bill Nye because I'm not sure.
I ain't trying to be certified anymore. I ain't certified nothing.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you guys, let's go ahead and just roll the clips to what happens in Vegas.
I'm gonna keep on the run, gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime.
So, like I said, it's for a podcast. You guys aren't going to know each other's answers or the name of the podcast. So this is between me, you, and the listeners right now. First question is, what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? It could have happened to you before you guys got together or while you guys were in the relationship, but he doesn't know about it.
Probably when he accidentally spits on me and he talks.
Oh my God. Hey. You're a real one for putting up with it, though. You're a real one for putting up with it. You're a nice person. That I'll tell you that much, because I would not. All right. What about one secret that he doesn't know about?
It's not really a secret. It's more of like I'm anemic. He just doesn't know.
What's that?
It's like low blood, I think.
Uh-huh.
Low
Girl,
blood.
Girl, get your iron up. Get your iron up. That's all you need. Get it fixed. So, all right, when it comes to, like, the spitting, you ever, like, spit on, like, on purpose in your words just to be like, I wonder if he'll say some shit?
Yeah.
You ever spit on purpose? Yeah. He doesn't say nothing?
No.
Oh, my gosh. No. Y'all too nice. I'm like, y'all need to just say it. Say it, don't spray it, literally. All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
So I record too, or?
No, just me. Okay. So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment that has happened to you that you have not told her just yet, whether it happened before you guys started dating or while you guys are together?
I mean, one thing that's happened that while we're together is whenever I speak, I kind of like spit on her a little on accident. Like it comes out a little bit? Just on accident, yeah.
After that.
What about one secret you haven't told her? Whether it was before you met her or while you guys were together?
I don't really have many secrets like that. I can't think of anything.
Hey, I like that. Thank you.
All right, so like I said, it's for a podcast. You guys aren't going to know each other's answers or the name of the podcast. Okay. Just me, you, and the listeners right now. Okay. What's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? It could have happened before you guys met or while you guys were in the relationship.
Embarrassing moment? It's hard. Okay.
I like how we both said.
Honestly, this is when I was really little.
Okay.
But honestly, kind of embarrassing, but also really iconic. When I was in second grade, I was kind of like a jerk when I was a little kid. So like I love my second grade teacher now, but like when I was in second grade, I hated my teacher. So it was like this one day, and there was like a rule, like right after lunch, you couldn't use the bathroom because you were supposed to use the bathroom when you went to lunch.
That was the dumbest shit ever.
It was so annoying, but because I was a jerk, like I was like, okay, so I'm not gonna use the bathroom because I want to use the bathroom when I want. So she was like, no, you can't use the bathroom, blah, whatever. And one day I just got so tired of her saying that after the, after like lunch, that I just like peed myself in front of the entire class.
Just to prove the point.
Just to prove the point.
Talk about Mr. Petty over here. God damn.
That
no. Okay, shit. You know what? Now when I tell my story of that happening to me, I'm gonna just change it up to your story. I just pissed myself because she wouldn't let me go. All right, that's a good one. Like you said, that was iconic because that bitch had to clean it. Didn't she?
Yep.
She did?
Yep.
All right. What about one secret that he doesn't know about?
One secret? I feel like I don't have a lot of secrets. Okay. Gosh, that's hard.
If you don't have one, that's okay.
I feel like I don't have any.
That's good. That's good.
Maybe to a fault, I'm an open book.
Yeah? It's okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment you have kept from him? It could either be before you guys were together or while you guys were together, but he just can't know about it.
I feel like I just be hiding my farts. I be farting and I don't think he's heard the loudest, the smelliest ones, for real.
You've been keeping those in the vault.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah,
I like that one.
What about one secret that you have kept from him so far? Whether again you kept it from him before you guys were together or now that you guys are together?
A secret?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Probably just the way I fucking looked in middle school. That's just embarrassing.
What would you say would be like the closest resemblance that you could give me?
Bro, like a fucking furry. Like I looked weird as hell. I was a loser.
All right, so those were the couples from What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we go and ask couples what's one secret and one embarrassing moment you keep from your partner. And boy, oh boy, sometimes I don't even know what the fuck to, well, all the time I don't know what the fuck to expect. Y'all just always come up with some shit and it's crazy. For the first couple, the girlfriend, her embarrassing moment was that he spits on her when he talks. She's like, you know, all that. I know you have something to say, but she also said, I love it. Peep that she said, I love it.
Freaky.
Meantime,
she's over here like, talk to it when you're eating it.
Oh. A secret. She's anemic and she... She
not our back. Host out here trying to play Dr. Miami, you guys. She said, bitch, just get your iron up. Like, okay. God damn.
Okay, y'all. This is one of the moments where I don't think when I talk. Does that mean?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it was mean, but it's like, god damn. Like,
I was just JK.
She's over here like, I'm trying, girl. I'm trying. Suck on a rock, bitch.
Oh, my God.
You guys, if you don't know, you can suck on a rock to get your iron up. Dead ass.
Just, I guess, wash it before you do? I don't know.
Don't wash the iron off.
He said, yeah, I spit on her when she talk. When I talk. When she talks, I would just spit on the bitch. Shut up, ho.
He said, Oh my god, you know the movies where they make fun of the cowboys because they like spit across the room and make it into the trash can? Mm-hmm. In the meantime, that's him over here.
How much, like, damn, slingshotting that motherfucker said ding on the can. Like, god damn. Our second couple, the first boyfriend, his embarrassing moment was he was like, bitch, I'm gonna go pee when I want to go pee. So he pissed himself. Yeah, definitely gonna use that story. I just peed in class in front of everybody because she said no, and I was not trying to prove a point. I sat there and cried. He was like standing on business.
I mean, I don't even think he was standing on business. I think at that point he was like, fuck, I shouldn't drink those milks.
It's stupid though, because they really would say you have to use the restroom what like before you eat or while you're eating. Bitch, that shit has not settled in. Wait 20-30 minutes, when that shit settles in, you gotta use the restroom. Like, are you guys fucking dumb, stupid, or slow?
Who honestly made that? Like, when they used to tell me that shit at school, I'd just be like, dude, everybody was in there, right? What do you want me to do? Like, I'll stay, like, or else I'll just stay in the bathroom until everybody left and then use the bathroom. Like,
we didn't like using the cafeteria bathrooms because that's where supposedly some little girl, like, they bullied her, drowned her in the toilet, and her ghost was in there. I was so scared when I would go in there. I was like, if I don't see no bitch walk up in there, I'm not going in there. Nobody's in there, I'm not going in there. When I seen bitches get up to go use the restroom, girl, I'm going with you.
She said, you want to play?
Oh, hell no.
Honestly, she's like, ours,
can you need some toilet paper, bitch?
That's crazy that your guys' was the bathroom. Ours was our theater room.
There was ghosts everywhere, apparently, but I wonder if it was true. Maybe I should look up that.
Research it?
Yeah. Oh, hell no. No secret for the boyfriend. Number two, his embarrassing moment was that he hides his farts. Honey, that's not embarrassing. It's embarrassing when it slips.
No, that's embarrassing. He said they're not even the loudest or the stinkiest that he smelled. Like, how do you, like, manage to be like, okay, don't be stinky. Okay, let it rip. Like, what the fuck?
Nasty, nasty, nasty. I've been a nasty girl. The secret was, he said, I looked weird as fuck in middle school. I'd keep it a secret too. Everybody, I feel like I've come to the conclusion that everybody really does not look like their middle school look.
I do. I ain't never changed. You can catch me on Monday through Friday looking the same. But for me, it's just the fact that he was like, I looked weird in middle school, and his boyfriend was like, I'm over here, like, making fun of y'all fools in middle school. So I was like, if y'all met in middle school, y'all wouldn't get along.
What do you mean?
Didn't his boyfriend say that he was a bully when he was younger?
No, he just said.
I swear he said, like, he was a bully when he was younger.
He said he was a little asshole or something. That's what I'm saying.
So imagine, like, he was an asshole to people like his boyfriend. Like, that would be fucked up.
Yeah, so you guys, those are our couples. It always goes back to something with y'all, and we all know what it is. I feel like first merch drop, there's gonna be something like that.
I'm gonna drop mustard.
Yeah, but yeah, you guys, comment down below what you guys think about these couples, or go down to that Google form and you can drop a secret or embarrassing moment you're keeping from your partner. And the juiciest part, you're gonna hear it here, and then you're gonna hear us talk about you. Dun, dun,
dun. That juicy and wet.
That good kitty, make you my bitch. Bruno, that's what it was supposed to be like, buddy. Come on, get aggressive with me, sweetheart. Mátame, desgraciado.
I swear to God, Latinas are going to be over here like, girl, I know what you mean. And then it's going to be like the white people that are like, damn, y'all bitches crazy.
Period. But they love these crazy bitches, y'all. Everybody want to talk shit about a crazy bitch, but everybody knows that y'all stay coming back to the crazy bitches, a.k.a., you know, the Geminis. Yeah. All right. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. You got something to say?
I love y'all. I'm going to go take care of my puppy.
What I got to say is the same shit, y'all. I got to deal with the dog. Not really. Good thing is I didn't sign up for it, so standing on business with not cleaning up poop or pee, y'all. We out here. Women on top. I feel really, like, powerful right now, you guys. I said, you want this dog? I ain't doing shit with it. That's all you. And it's working out. So, I like this little partnership we got going on. It's pretty fun.
You're buying him his toys, though.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, my pocket's gonna be deep. Because now it's, like, another little guy. If you guys spoil your pets, it's literally, like, this is what a rule that we had at home. Like, my mom would say, like, I see why parents, like, you know, go ahead and sneak off to eat, because if you got several kids, that's a big bill. I'm gonna eat before you guys get out of school too. I get it. So she was like, I can't just buy you guys, I can't buy one a bag of chips and not the other. Like, I gotta buy all of you guys. Renee ain't got money for all of you guys. And so now I'm like, damn, even with these animals, I'm like, all right, if it's treat time for one of you, it's treat time for all of you. Now you need a jacket. This, I'm like, gosh, you guys, if you guys really treat your pets like that, you know that those little fuckers are expensive. And buying their clothes is way more harder than buying my own clothes. It really fucking
their
is.
Their sizes is so awkward, yes. Especially our dogs.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys, shout out to our new little co-host, Toothless. I don't even think we said his name, did we?
I asked you his name and you
said. Oh, yeah. Struggled. I was like, oh. Yeah, you guys, shout out to our new little co-host, Toothless. We got, you know, we got Mysterio in the cut. Mysterio on my beat, ho. My rangy ranger, you know. If you guys know, you know, we have our little animals here all the time. So, you guys, send us a picture of your little pets. All right, I feel like I'm just dragging this on. I'm just talking to talk now. All right, you guys, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Go to the Google form down below in the bio to drop those dreams and those secrets or embarrassing moments, whatever you want to do. Follow us on Instagram. All the links are down there below in the bio. If you're on Apple and Spotify, 5-star review. Alright, peace out. See you guys on the next one. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la